I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris Moore is a four-star forward out of West Memphis High School. He's announcing his college decision next Friday. It's down to Memphis, Arkansas, and Auburn, and he joins us now. Chris, what's going on, man?
Nothing. How's everything going?
Man, everything is good.
Appreciate
in Memphis.
You joining us,
appreciate
brother.
The time. Lots to get to. So, but I gotta ask you, man, because it's been on my mind. How many other kids in your school can push a school bus?
Not that many. Not that many at all.
Was that the first time that you've like thought about it? Have you done it before? What made you want to push a school bus?
Well, it was just like, you know, it was a part of our workout, and you know, I'm like one of the biggest on the team, so. Our coach was talking about pushing the short bus, and, you know, I said, no, nah, bring me the big bus, and you put it in neutral, and I just pushed.
Not the short bus Dang. Around here.
Nah,
that's right.
Nah, not the short bus.
All right, so listen, you got a big decision. You got Memphis, you got Auburn, you got Arkansas. Let's just kind of go through these. What do you like about Memphis? I know you've been on campus several times. You'll be on campus tonight for the game. It sounds like that was a report according to Drew Hill. What do you like about Memphis?
You know, I really like Coach Penny Hardaway and his coaching staff, the great coaching staff that he put together. You know, the things he's doing there, you know, the recruiting class and, you know, is, you know, bringing everybody in from the area and, you know, a couple of other guys from the West Coast, so bringing everybody in and making everybody feel like family. You know, that's what I love about it most because, you know, sometimes you don't want to go to a college and feel just like a player. You want to feel like you can talk to your coach about anything, and that's what I'm kind of intrigued by Penny Hardaway and his coaching staff.
And then a little bit about Arkansas and Auburn, if you don't mind, just what you like in terms of the situations at both schools.
Arkansas is a great culture. You know, I live in the state, and you know, just going up there, you know, being in the hills, it's amazing. You know, the campus is so beautiful, and you know, the players are so welcoming up there, and even the coaching staff as well. And you know, they have a lot of experience behind them as well.
When I compare the three coaches at those, the energy level, right, with Muss and with Pearl, it's in your face, right? It's, man, it's Chris, we need you. And Penny's a different kind of cat with that level. But I imagine he lets you know, though, just like them, that's your priority. How much different is he than some of those other guys with that energy? Is it different with Penny Hardaway?
Yes, it is, because, you know, Coach Bruce Pearl and Coach Musselman, you know, they're all about energy, mm-hmm. You know. If they're up-tempo, they believe – I'm pretty sure for their philosophy is if they believe they're up-tempo, then the players can get up-tempo right with them. And Penny, he's just a different guy. You know, sometimes, you know, being coached by somebody that's actually been in their level and somebody you see that's still being known from this day, like, he don't got to do, you know, the extra. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but he don't got to do the extra part. You know, all you got to do is just say one word and people going to believe it.
Right.
We are, of course, talking to four-star forward out of West Memphis High School, Chris Moore. He's announcing his decision next Friday, Memphis, Auburn, Arkansas. Chris, you're kind of in an interesting spot because you're technically a resident of Arkansas, but it's like West Memphis, which basically kind of is Memphis. So, like, are you an Arkansan? Are you a Memphian? Like, how do you kind of identify?
It's really hard. It's hard for me to even answer that question because, you know, I don't know if I'm from Arkansas because I'm 5 hours away from the actual college, but,
right. You
know, you know, Memphis is like 15, 20 minutes away, but, you know, we're not at Tennessee, so it's hard. It's hard to answer that question.
No doubt. So you have
interesting.
How many games have you seen of Memphis? How many have you gone to both exhibitions or just one?
I've been to both. I watched them play Christian Brothers, and I also watched them play LeBron Owens.
Okay, so obviously no James Wiseman in those two games, but what would be the Chris Moore scouting report from what you saw in those two games from the Tigers?
They're a great up-tempo team. What I love about them, about watching them play, those guys, you know, the way they communicate on defense, and, you know, it's not too many defensive laps about their team. You know, they all play, you know, for one another. It's not no – Even though they got the number one recruiting class in the country and a lot of five stars, it's not well, I got to score, then I got to score. You know, it's like playing Golden State Warriors ball. They all moving the ball, sharing the ball, and, you know, letting everybody eat.
No doubt. So in terms of your fit with your potential fit with the University of Memphis, what's kind of their pitch to you? Like, how do they see you fitting in Memphis? Like, what's sort of the way that they've presented your role to you?
Coach was telling me about that I could be, you know, I could come in there and make a quick impact from a leader standpoint, you know, getting guys involved and, you know, keeping it, you know, being an energy guy. He thinks that they're missing an energy guy, and he thinks that if I come there, I can be an energy guy, you know, somebody to keep the tempo up, you know, somebody, you know, not always having, you know, just the coach, you know, sometimes having a player coach on the floor, you know, he loves the way I communicate with the teammates, you know, my leadership.
Yeah, I got to go back to that West Memphis question just because I'm really curious about it. Is there for West Memphians, right, is there a sort of pride in keeping it separate, you know what I'm saying? Or because for so many of us Memphians, right, we just want to lump y'all into the pot. But I imagine that having your own identity, hey, we're West Memphis, Arkansas, how does it go over there? You know what I'm saying? Do you have West Memphians telling you, hey, remember, you're from Arkansas, or do you just consider it part of? Or is it completely separate?
I think it's completely separate. Mm-hmm. I think it's usually where your family's from. You know, some people have more family in Arkansas. Some people have family in Memphis right here. So, you know, it's kind of in between. That's how it is.
So you're announcing next Friday, huh? You're doing it. Are you doing it in the Performing Arts Center there at school?
Yes, sir. And I'm not sure if it's going to be the exact date Friday, but it's for sure going to be between the 15th and the 20th, for sure.
Okay, gotcha.
I would have that posted out on one of my social media accounts.
Okay, so it may not be the 15th, but it's going to be sort of between the and the plan is to 100% sign a letter of intent.
Yes, it is.
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, man, been a pleasure to talk to you, man, and good luck with everything.
Thank you for this, brother.
Thank y'all so much.
Yes, sir. He is Chris Moore, four-star forward at West Memphis High School, who, as far as I'm concerned, could go ahead and fax that thing in right now. I mean, is there a lot of drama? I don't know. Maybe you guys think there's a ton of drama. You know, I don't really think there's a whole lot of drama with that one.
I mean, he seems like, you know, it feels like Memphis is the leader in the clubhouse. Sure.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what do you think about Memphis, man? It's like family, you know, Penny tells I can come in. What about Arkansas and Auburn? Yeah, cool. You know?
I mean, he knows he's talking to the Memphis station,
though. I'm kidding. I mean, but yes. I mean, I definitely.
I'm not trying to handicap it.
Oh, for sure.
Like those other two are close,
well,
but it doesn't feel like.
It's definitely like, it is interesting, though, because he's there in Arkansas, yet it doesn't feel like he feels that Arkansas pressure. You know what I mean? Like he might if he was a little closer to Fayetteville, you know? Probably feels more pressure go to Memphis, honestly.
Well, what I thought was interesting, I've never been able to ask that question to somebody, it never even come up to me, but it sounded like his answer was depends on where your family is, right? What you most claim, right? If you're Memphis,
exactly.
If a lot of your family's grown up mostly in Memphis and y'all just, you know, you're in West Memphis, then you claim Memphis, but it sounds like it can sort of lead to some tense moments in terms of what you're repping.
Yeah.
In terms of, right, you with them, you with us.
No doubt.
At times. I know we just lump Keith Lee as in a local prospect.
Yep.
We just call him, hey, that's local because that's Memphis over there. And, you know, you wonder if those guys even consider themselves that. Or if no, you're coming across I'm an out-of-state prospect. Either way, it sounds like he really likes Memphis.
Yeah, it was hard not to, right? I mean, you're 15, 20 minutes from campus, right? I mean, your family's right there. It's a quicker drive to the University of Memphis than it is to the University of Arkansas or Auburn, right? I mean, it sets up a little bit better. And honestly, like, he is the kind of player who would get run next year based on just sort of what he brings.
Who's the last, you know, West Memphis Hooper? Has there been one since Keith?
Sonny Weems?
Sonny Weems did not go to Memphis, bro.
I mean, I thought you just meant from Memphis.
No, the last West Memphis Hooper to pick Memphis.
Well, Keith Lee then, right?
I think it is.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. Have we had him one in between that I'm missing off the top of my head? I can't think of one.
I mean, how many West Memphis players have there been? I mean,
Larry Bray had some players through there. Weems probably the last big time one.
Yeah.
NBA caliber, certainly.
I mean, it's not like West Memphis is exactly known for being a hotbed, bruh. I mean, you know, for basketball.
They'd give you Keith Lee.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean,
produce Michael Cage.
Here, I'll do
Corey Brewer.
Notable people. Corey Brewer?
No, he's somewhere else in Tennessee, no? Corey Brewer's a high school in Tennessee somewhere else, wasn't he?
I think you're thinking it's a different Corey Brewer. It's not that Corey Brewer. It's not the Florida version. This okay. is a this is a
it's another.
Oh, it's a different Corey Brewer.
Yeah, yeah, you're thinking of like the journeyman in the league, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the
that's long guy that went to Florida. Didn't, right? Did
yeah,
not
no,
go
this
to,
is not this is not that Cooper. Corey Brewer.
Oh,
no.
there, I didn't
Cage,
know there
Marcus
was a
Brown.
No. The Corey Brewer you're talking about, the Corey Brewer you're thinking about is the one who was from Tennessee and went to Florida.
Right. I'm interested in who the other Brewer is and how far he got.
Well, he went to Oklahoma. And he got drafted. I mean, so it's not like he was a bum. B.B. King was from West Memphis, apparently, according to Wikipedia. Keith Lee, Sonny Wings. I mean, there's only
where's Cage?
Michael Cage.
Marcus Brown. Does that sound familiar?
Sound like a football player.
Marcus Brown was a three-time All-EuroLeague selection.
No, not
familiar.
He
was drafted in the 1996 NBA draft. Went to Murray State.
Was not familiar with him.
Yes. So, anyway, I think obviously Keith Lee was the last West Memphis product to go to Memphis. And I think Chris Moore will change that in the history books.
Football is big over there, though, right? I mean, they got a lot of football players.
It's a town of 12,000 people.
All over there, to your point, dude, they've all got indoor practice facilities. High schools that all have indoor practice facilities over there. They take their football so seriously over there, bro.
Oh, yeah,
big
for
time.
Sure.
I covered them for a while. Lenny Dauch was the coach I covered. And then Bray, who won titles for West Memphis, Larry Bray, who I believe now is the athletic director, if I'm not mistaken,
gotcha.
Came over with Chris on the visit. And is married to Nikki Bray. He used to coach at Central and everything else.
Knows gotcha.
The family very well. I'm sure he's given Chris some good advice on his decision.
No doubt. Thanks to Chris Moore for joining us. Really impressive kid.
No doubt.
Not just because he can push a school bus, but especially because he can push a school bus. Not the short bus either. The full length.
He said, "Go get me the big one."
Yeah, I don't want the no shot bus shoddy over here.
Well,
okay?
That's what you were on at White Station.
I was. I was not on the short.
For the non-optional kids.
I would not get on that. All right.
I'm just messing with you, bro.
I would just assume
we don't
go
want you dropping any more S-bombs, so I'm going to back off here.
We almost got through a whole show. We almost got through a whole show without me cursing, and here you are.
Man on the short bus, he about to drop one.
Well, you know, that's just one of those sensitive spots.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.